Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today is our lesson on culture.
Yeah.
Una lección sobre la cultura de México. We're talking about manners in Mexico. Manners do matter in Mexico, despite what you might hear in the news of drug wars going on there.
Oh, they're very polite people.
Indeed.
Unless they want to kill you, I guess.
True. You got to watch out for stuff like that. The drug wars are still going on.
Yes.
But if you talk to regular Mexican folks, they are polite
as heck. Yeah.
Mi casa es su casa.
They're
extremely hospitable. I had a great time when I was traveling down in Mexico after university. You can't match the Mexicans in terms of courtesy and politeness and friendliness, not to mention the food. Although, of course, people in Taiwan don't particularly care for Mexican food. They're getting better at it. But
we're getting more restaurants, thank goodness, because for most Americans, I'm going to say it, Mexican food is our favorite.
yeah, it's quite popular in the United States. But most people I talk to, at least in the past, in Taiwan, say, oh, I don't like Mexican food. I'm not used to it. It tastes weird. I just don't like
it.
But like I said, you know, times are changing. But, you know, most Westerners, Americans, Canadians, Europeans just love Mexican food. But that's another subject. We're actually talking about manners in Mexico. The manners matter. It's very important to be polite there in Mexico. You may have thought that Japan is the king of politeness, but Mexico, you know, does that pretty well as well. So let's talk about that in today's lesson. Let's read the entire contents right now, and we'll be right back to discuss it.
A customer yells at a fast food worker for getting her order wrong. The worker apologizes and corrects the order, but the woman continues to make a scene. The other customers and staff in the restaurant may attempt to remedy the situation. However, if this happened in Mexico City, bystanders would likely turn their gaze elsewhere or even flee the scene. Losing your temper in public is frowned upon in Mexican culture. From a young age, Mexicans are taught to remain calm in every situation. Politeness and respect are a big part of their culture. For example, before entering a room, a person will ask for permission to do so as a courtesy to others in the room. Even simple requests are treated with much formality. Rather than saying, "Please pass the salt," Mexicans will ask, "Could you please pass me the salt, if you would be so kind?" In fact, Mexicans are so polite that they are reluctant to give any negative response. If you're in Mexico City and you ask a local for directions, instead of telling you they don't know the way, they will likely act like they do. Mexican culture is greatly shaped by its rich history. The country was home to several indigenous civilizations before coming under Spanish rule for 300 years. Over the centuries, the respectful language handed down by Mexico's ancestors blended with courteous Spanish customs, resulting in the strict level of etiquette practiced by Mexicans. Though poverty, crime, and pollution continue to plague Mexico, its citizens still behave politely. It's these courtesies that make life bearable despite difficult times.
The time has now come for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. I know you're all looking forward to it, so here we go. The title is Manners Matter in Mexico. Now, manners refers to the things we do in our daily life to be polite with other people. Say thank you and please and things like that. Open the door for elderly people and ask to be excused from the table when you have finished your meal, stuff like that. Those are all in reference to manners. And, of course, here in Taiwan, you've got manners as well. They, you know, vary from culture to culture. And you might think, oh, Mexico, that's kind of a poor country in Latin America with all those drug wars and stuff like that. They're probably savages there. They probably don't have any manners at all. You're totally wrong there. In Mexico, people are extremely polite. And they are similar to the Japanese, maybe not as extreme as the Japanese with their politeness.
No.
But as we were talking about before the program, at least the Mexicans are sincere with their manners. They really do feel that you can be their friend and stuff like that. Whereas if you're in Japan, yeah, they're polite, but they're just being polite. They don't really want to be friends with you. They'll be polite to you if you're making a sale or something like that. But in Mexico, my goodness, they're horrible. Home is your home. They are very hospitable and polite as well.
I would say they're very warm people. You know, they like other people. They love big families, big groups that get together and have parties. They're very welcoming, though. Tom's right. So we've got a situation here where a customer is yelling at a fast food worker. Pretend you're at kind of a McDonald's, Burger King sort of place for getting her order wrong. This could happen in America easily.
Yeah.
The worker apologizes and corrects the order, but the woman, the customer, continues to make a scene. If you make a scene, you're speaking loudly, you're drawing people's attention to you, you're doing something that is causing a lot of people to feel uncomfortable just because you're probably being rude or swearing or doing something that makes others around you think, oh, I wish she'd be quiet. So if you apologize, it just means you say you're sorry. To apologize, I apologize for offending you. I'm sorry I offended you. They're both correct. And you don't want to make a scene, especially if you're, particularly if you're in a foreign country, I think you should behave. But we're going to talk about the difference between what would happen if people in Mexico encountered this situation or if this situation happened in, say, America or even Taiwan, what would happen? So remember, the workers apologized, corrected the order, but the customer is still yelling at the worker.
Yep, the customer is still making a scene, trying to make everybody embarrassed. Of course, YouTube probably has videos of something like this all over the place. And the other customers and staff in the restaurant may attempt to remedy the situation. So you've got the fast food worker apologizing to the customer, but the customer is still not satisfied. The customer is making a scene. I'm never coming to this place again. That is such terrible, disgraceful service. I want to talk to your manager. You should get fired right now. You are the worst worker. Blah, 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 blah. The person is making a scene there. And everyone else maybe might be trying to help out. Well, you know, maybe they should do this. Or, well, they did help you with your order. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be a little less angry or something like that. The customers may be helping out. Staff here refers to other workers there. We've mentioned this before, but staff cannot be accountable. Noun, staff refers to the whole group of workers. You can't refer to individual workers as staffs. Do not add an S to this word. And the staff there in the restaurant may come out to remedy the situation. To remedy means to fix something, to correct a situation. So there you go. But however, if this happened in Mexico City, bystanders would likely turn their gaze elsewhere or even flee the scene. They don't want to get involved there. This, of course, is in Mexico City, which is the capital city of Mexico. It's the largest city in Mexico. And bystanders are people who are just there, you know, people who happen to be in the restaurant. They're not going to try to remedy the situation. They're going to look elsewhere, turn their gaze elsewhere, pretend they didn't notice anything, and they may even simply flee. They may simply escape. They'll leave. They don't want to get involved.
Yeah, flee just means to get out of a place very quickly, to run. A remedy I wanted to mention here is a verb. If it's a noun, it just means some sort of medicine or treatment for some sort of disease or injury. But here it just means to fix a situation. So losing your temper in public is something that's frowned upon in Mexican culture. You don't want to do that. You see a lot of people lose their temper in public in the States. I've even seen people lose their temper here in Taiwan, although people you know, are generally a little bit more polite here in Taiwan. But if you lose your temper, you end up yelling, you get mad, it's obvious that you're upset. Don't lose your temper in public, especially if you're in Mexico. So this is something that in Mexico, all the kids are taught as they're growing up. You don't want to lose your temper. That's not cool. Try to be cool, stay calm, even if you're mad.
Yep, you don't want to blow your top in public. It's frowned upon in Mexican culture. You're not supposed to do it there.
Or lose your cool. We say that too.
Lose your cool. Yep, indeed. You know, fly off the handle. That's another phrase for that. But from a young age, Mexicans are taught to remain calm in every situation. So as they're growing up there, Mexicans are taught by their parents and their elders, maybe their teachers as well. Hey, you got to keep your cool. You got to remain calm in every situation. Maybe if the police pull you over and you don't think you did anything wrong, you're not supposed to blow up at the police officer.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be polite and you're not supposed to get angry. And you got to be calm in every situation. You need to be calm and collected in every situation. Don't blow your top. Don't fly off the handle. Don't lose your cool. Don't lose your temper, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. So being polite, being respectful, it's just a big part of their culture, which is a good thing. I like that. So, for example, here's some examples.Before you even enter a room, say you're in a home, there are different rooms in the home. Before you enter a room, a person will ask for permission to do so, which means they'll ask for permission to enter the room as a courtesy to others. If you're courteous, you're polite. That's another word. Courteous is an adjective. Courtesy is the noun form. So if you do something as a courtesy, you're doing something simply to be polite. You don't have to. It's not required. It's not a law. You're doing it because you want to be very polite. And this is what they do. They ask for permission before they even enter another room.
It's a way of being courteous. I've never seen that myself. I guess it's kind of similar to the way Japanese people, when they return, they say, tadaima or something like that. Maybe it's similar to that. I'm not quite sure. But we'll continue talking about Mexican politeness in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天文章一刚开始描述的情境是一位呢送错餐点的女子呢，她持续的大吵大闹。在这样的情境之下，我们来看一下第一段的最后一个句子。However, if this happened in Mexico City, bystanders would likely turn their gaze elsewhere or even blank one the scene.如果这样的场景呢发生在墨西哥市 bystanders, 旁人呢可能会将目光移到别处或者是怎么样这样的现场。搭配文意把目光移走也就是不想看到这样的场景也有可能是逃离这个场景。所以第一题我们答案就可以选择 D 选项 flee, 也就是有逃跑。逃离的意思。第二个空格 ,losing your temper in public is blank too in Mexican culture. 在这个墨西哥文化当中呢如果在公开场合发脾气是怎么样的如果你把文章看完你会发现他们很重视呢在公共场合要保持礼貌跟尊重。所以如果你在公共场合发脾气是不被大家所赞成跟许可的。在这样的文意之下第二题我们可以选择一选项 frowned upon。在动词里面 frown upon 本来就是有不赞成不许可的意思。第三个空格的句子 from a young age, Mexicans are taught to blank three,calm in every situation. 其实从很小的时候呢墨西哥人就受到教导要在任何的情况之下都能够怎么样 calm. Calm 是一个形容词也就是平静的宁静的所以不管是怎样的情态当中你都必须要保持心平气和。搭配文意第三题可以选择 G 选项 remain, 就是有保持或者是依然是仍然 是的意思。第四个空格前面提到呢，举例来说，当你走进房间的时候要怎么样呢？既然很在乎礼貌跟尊重，我们来看第四题后半句提到 Before entering a room, a person will ask for blank for to do so。那当然了，进入房间之前要先要求对方能够同意你，因为这样子是代表对其他的人的一种尊重跟礼貌。搭配文意，第四题我们可以选择 A, permission, 同意的意思， ask for permission, 也就是征求同意的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about how manners matter in Mexico. You're not supposed to lose your temper in public. You're supposed to be cool and you're supposed to be calm. And you even need to announce yourself when you enter a room. You kind of need to ask for permission before you enter a room. It's a common courtesy.
Yeah.
And even simple requests are treated with much formality.Okay, a simple request means, I guess, if you're sitting at the dinner table and you need something passed to you, that would be an example of a simple request. But here in Mexican culture, they're treated with a lot of formality. Again, this sounds very similar to Japanese culture to me. They seem to be formal in all situations, and I guess the case is similar in Mexico.For example, rather than saying, please pass the salt, Mexicans will ask, could you please pass me the salt if you would be so kind? Okay, so it's not a simple request, of course. If you're in the United States, you're supposed to say, please pass the salt. Some Americans might say, pass the salt, or they might say, give me the salt right now. What's wrong with you? Why are you taking so long?
Well, I might say, hey, give me the salt, pass the salt. Yeah, without the please, but it's much nicer to use please. But could you please pass the salt if you would be so kind? It's quite long.I would just get to the point. In fact, it says Mexicans are so polite that they are reluctant to give any negative response. If you're reluctant to do something, you don't want to do it, but you eventually do. They just don't want to be giving negative answers or responses to anyone. Sometimes you have to, just based on the situation. Here is a situation where I would actually prefer someone to be honest and truthful and give me a negative response rather than waste my time. If you're in Mexico City and you ask a local for directions, a local is a person who lives there, of course, instead of telling you, oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know the way. I don't know that place you're talking about. They will act like they do, perhaps giving you wrong directions, you know, if you don't know the way. But they will try with everything they have not to be negative and try to be positive and helpful.
I don't think they're going to give you incorrect directions, but they'll try their best to help you out. They might ask another passerby if that person knows the way or something. They're very friendly. They're not afraid to talk to strangers. That's one thing I miss about Mexico. It's really easy to meet people there.
Yeah.
They're very open. They're very friendly. I used to just go sit in a park, and in a couple of minutes, people would come up to me and start talking
to
me. They're very social.
Oh.
But in any case, it's kind of similar there. So here in the next paragraph, it says, Mexican culture is greatly shaped by its rich history. Of course, it has a rich history, just like other countries of the world. Even though it's a relatively new country, still, they have a long culture or a long history with the indigenous people there who lived there for thousands of years. So, of course, they've got all sorts of influences. Yes, from the Aztec culture, the Mayans, the Toltecs, the Olmecs, etc.
Incas.
And Incas. Well, that's further south.
Further
America.
South, yeah.
But in any case, then the Spanish came over and brought some of their cultural influences as well. Here in the next sentence, it says the country was home to several indigenous civilizations before coming under Spanish rule for 300 years. Now, if you're talking about something being indigenous, that means it came from that area. We talk about indigenous culture here in Taiwan when we talk about the Aborigines, the Ame, the Atayal, the Puyuma, etc. Those are examples of indigenous peoples here in Taiwan.
So getting back to Mexico, it says over the centuries, hundreds of years, the respectful language handed down by Mexico's ancestors blended with courteous Spanish customs. So if you're talking about someone's ancestors, they're the people that in your family that came before you. So my ancestors are from, let's see, they're from Germany and Ireland and also England. Those are my ancestors where they came from. So they had their language handed down by Mexico's ancestors, but this also blended or mixed with courteous Spanish customs. The Spanish are also very, very courteous. Although I think the Mexicans are a little warmer, but they're both, they have great cultures, both of those countries. Resulting in, this is the result, what came from this was the strict level of etiquette practiced by Mexicans. Etiquette, if you see this word, it just means manners. The actions that you take to be as polite and respectful as possible. He has great etiquette. Or she's taking lessons in etiquette, which is sometimes people do because maybe the area they were from or the family they grew up in didn't really have a lot of etiquette that was taught to them.
Yeah, it reminds me when I was a kid, we had a book. I can't remember.
Oh, really?
Emily Post's Everyday Etiquette or something like that on how to behave.
Rules of politeness.
Exactly. How to ask for things, how to consume food, et cetera, et cetera. What to say to your elders and to guests and stuff like that. That is all concerned with etiquette, rules and manners and things like that, similar.
And cultures are all different in terms of their etiquette. Just need to learn about the culture of the country you go to before you visit.
Exactly. And of course, all throughout Latin America, there are different countries who have different kinds of customs, and the Spanish language changes, and they have different slang words, say in Puerto Rican Spanish versus Peruvian or Chilean or whatever. They all have different expressions.
True.
Although the language still is basically the same,
you can still communicate. Exactly.
Absolutely, in Argentina or in Uruguay or whatever.
Like going to China and still being able to speak Mandarin over there.
Exactly. Well, China's got all those dialects,
too. Well, I'm just talking about Mandarin.
All the Mandarin spoken in Yunnan is pretty weird, but that's another subject. But let's move on now to the final paragraph here. It says, though poverty, crime, and pollution continue to plague Mexico, its citizens still behave politely. So, yes, they've got problems in Mexico. There are still a lot of poor people. That's poverty. You've got crime. Of course, the drug wars are going on. And you've got pollution. Mexico City has a problem with air pollution because the Altiplano there, it's really high in elevation. So air pollution tends to get trapped there at that high elevation. That's a big problem. They plague Mexico. Here, plague is being used as a verb. That just means it causes problems for them as if it were a disease.
Yeah, now plague here is a verb, as Tom said, but if you're using it as a noun, it's a contagious disease that's carried from one person to another very quickly. And usually we use this word plague to talk about very serious diseases that killed a lot of people, especially long ago. For example, the bubonic plague. Yeah, lots of diseases that we've actually conquered through vaccinations. Those shots we get as children have saved us. But here, if you use it as a verb, you're just talking about something that really harms or hurts an area. So poverty, crime, and pollution are things that Mexico still struggles with. I was telling Tom, their murder rate has gone up 27% this year.
Oh,
so
no.
They're struggling, but their citizens are quite nice if you run into them. Everyday folks there are really kind and warm. I like to talk to them, and their food is delicious.
Yep, it's a great place to visit, although, yeah, because of the drug war there.
Be careful.
Yeah. Other than that, though, Mexico is a great country. It's worth checking out. And that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. We're going to hear once again now from our Chinese teacher.
后面的文章提到呢，墨西哥人真的非常有礼貌到一种程度。第五个空格提到 ，In fact, Mexicans are so polite that they are blank five to give any negative response. 有没有注意到 so 点点点 that 墨西哥人是如此的注重礼貌，以至于他们怎么样？给人任何否定的回答，否定好像是不太好的，所以他们呢不太愿意给人否定的回应，代表自己是很有礼貌的。第五题搭配文意，我们可以选择一个形容词放在 be 动词的后面，我们可以选择 see reluctant， 也就是有不情愿地。怎么说呢？后面的句子说到 ，If you are in Mexico City and you ask a local for blank six。Instead of telling you they don't know the way, they will likely act like they do. 在这里提到 you ask a local for, 当你问当地人什么的时候，他们与其啊告诉你不知道方向，不知道路，他们呢会好像表现得出来他们是知道路的样子。那这里指的就是去问路，所以呢第六题搭配文意。可以选择 H 选项的 directions， 在这里 ask for directions， 也就是有问路的意思。第七个空格 ，The country was home to several indigenous blank seven。其实提到呢，这个墨西哥在被西班牙统治了300年之前呢，其实就是好几个原住民的什么的发源地。那我们可以选择 F 选项 ，F 选项 civilizations 指的呢就是文明。那么呢，它是好几个原住民文明的发源地。接着后面的文章提到 ，Over the centuries, the respectful language blank eight by Mexico's ancestors blended with courteous Spanish customs. 结果过了这好几个世纪以来呢，这种墨西哥祖先怎么样的礼貌语言，那么就跟多里的西班牙的习俗互相交融在一起喽。我们来注意一下这样子的 respectful language， 有没有注意到后面空格是一个 by， 那么暗示着我们这样子的尊敬的语言是被墨西哥的祖先所传承下来的。所以搭配文意，第八题可以选择 J 选项 handed down传承的意思。那么第九个空格 ，Though blank nine crime and pollution continue to plague Mexico， 虽然怎么样，犯罪还有污染呢，持续让这个墨西哥呢是非常苦恼的。那么在这里搭配文意，我们可以选一个名词 ，B 选项 poverty。虽然墨西哥有贫穷、犯罪、污染的问题，但是他们人民还是相当有礼貌。最后一句 ，It's these courtesies that make life blank ten despite difficult times， 就是因为有这样子的礼貌礼节，所以尽管日子艰困，还是可以让你的生活怎么样呢？第十题，我们可以选择 I 选项 ，bearable 是指可以承受的，让你的生活还是可以过得去的。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for today. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias por tu atención en nuestro programa hoy. And it's been a pleasure talking to you about Mexico, and hopefully we'll have more chances to talk about Mexico in the future. So from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.